us.
I give up my dear, 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 dear.
What's the name of this school?
What else?
Is it?
What's the name of your school? The school you're
teaching? The Catwell Day School.
Yeah. So what grade are you guys in?
Cats Hill Day School. Yeah, they were in my class. They wouldn't be here right now. It's the fact that I had them a few years ago, and it's like it's okay Baruch Hashem, it's not for me. It's look at these guys coming in with torn ACLs over here. Taka, and they have a.
And what grade? Or 11.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My son's in TABC in 12th grade. So, any chance they're gonna play basketball games together or something?
I mean, Rabbi Levitt's son, Sadia Levitt, used to go to TABC.
Yeah, their chant is TABC. They're not more of a bat. They're more of a high school, a hockey school. Basketball, they're not so great.
No.
Yeah, this is their good basketball. Basketball. Back in my day, right? TABC was hockey. Yeah. Hockey.
My son was in 12th grade. They won the championship in the JV, and now he's on varsity.
This is the best in the cheer league.
Wow, you're holding.
They're
9-0. 9-0. Wow.
He's holding.
Look at me. I have to be holding in New York. I have to do some catch up in my New York high school hockey cheer league.
Basketball is now taking
down.
So
you got to follow. I'll tell you, even now they made a new gym in TBC. I'm holding my friends over Bame there. They don't even let the hockey chever play on the new gym floor.
They don't play what?
They don't want to scratch up the hockey floor. They don't scratch up the new gym. Oh. Hockey, you go play in the old gym, 35 years old. Yeah, Coach Mo. You know Coach Mo? Coach
Mo. 35-year-old gym?
Friend. I don't know, 40-year-old gym, whatever. My cousin used to score a lot. Whatever. TBC is a good place. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So first off, thank you, Dr. Dilan, for opening on the shamas. I don't know about you guys.
Nothing like the greenhouse, though.
When he picks up a guitar, it's mamash opening it up. There's a Torah they say from the base iron of Kalin. You ever heard of Koch Soif? Yeah? So the Baal Kalin, yeah, it's iced tea. Half and half water, I don't know. My wife likes this stuff. So the base iron says a very nice Torah, right? We're holding it right now 11 days from Chanukah, Mamish. We're very, very close. So he says the main way to get ready for Chanukah is to realize that you're not ready for Chanukah. That's the main way. I mean, we have to learn, we have to daven, we have to learn the Torah and everything. But once you get to that first night of menorah, it's coming very soon. The main way to prepare oneself for lighting the menorah is to realize that a Jew is never prepared. We're just going to do our best. But if we had to prepare, it would be through your neganim. So shkoyach. For everyone else, for the rain, torn ACLs, I don't know what to tell you. I just texted you. I wanted you to feel okay. I didn't expect you to come.
I was coming anyways.
I heard your name from three different people. From his brother told me in the car, and then someone else told me. I don't know. It's mamish crazy. So, Mesiras Nefesh to come out on a dark night. You could have been watching Kawhi going back to his old town. So I appreciate you guys coming to learn. Shkoyach. I learned tonight should be Lili Nishmas, Baruch Tzibur Vinasan, Daniel Sabes Eliezer Sar Levi. Also, they have the holy Divrei Yisrael, this great rabbi, the great rabbi Yisrael of Majid, whose yahrzeit was today. You know, when you learn a Torah from a tzaddik, it's very special. It's like the tzaddik imamish comes to you. Especially when it's the day of the yahrzeit of the person, of the person's Torah, there's a special inyan. We've learned this Torah before. I'm not sure if we have learned it, but we've learned it together in different forms. But I think it bears repeating again. So just to start off, we know that Choshech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, he creates light and or, right? We're in the month of light. Kislev is the month of light. There's a lot of darkness out there. Our job is to be able to make sure that our light's on fire. What's our light? Our light is the Yitzhak Torah. Or doesn't matter about all the other lights going on throughout the world. Or if, I don't know if anyone lost power. I can Anakin Niagara for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Our job is to fight with the light, the spiritual light. And the tzaddikim tell us that in the parshas before Yontif, there's always hidden messages for the Yontif. So if Vayishlach, Vayishav, Mikitz, Vayigash always falls on your Chanukah, there's Chanukah messages everywhere. That means if Pesach time is usually Vayikra, Tzav, Shemini, there's Pesach messages hidden in the Parsha. Right? The Kriya is Ma'ariyah, there's Ma'an. If Tzadok says a lot of other tzaddikim say. So where do you see Chanukah in the Parsha? So I'm going to try to connect a little bit. Hopefully you guys could tell me if it's okay. Look at the bottom. The Pasuk says Yaakov Avinu was about to have the famous showdown with Esav. Yaakov scared out of his mind. He does all these preparations, preparing the gifts, sends Malachim. And he makes a very interesting remark. He says, "Im yavo Esav al machana ha'achas v'hiko v'haya machana nisha l'fleet." He says, I'm going to make a very strategic move. I'm going to play a little, what's the game that no one plays anymore? The shooting game?
Call of Duty.
No, the other thing everyone's addicted to.
Fortnite.
No one plays it anymore because they realize, I don't even know the name because everyone's done with it. Because you realize that it's like killing your cell, your brain cells, whatever. Not really. Literally, these guys on the baseball players, they said they were, they got in, David Price is a pitcher on the Red Sox. He literally got injured from playing too much. That is someone called Garbatal, whatever, what else. He wasn't able to pitch in the game because, why am I telling about this? Oh yeah, strategic move. So what does Yaakov say? Oh, I'm going to do a great thing. If Esav comes to kill us, we're going to split up to two camps. Leah and this family go over here. Rachel, your family goes over here. What's the question? If Esav's going to come kill one camp, what's going to happen to the second camp? Esav's going to say, oh, Shkoich, I got the first camp. You're not going to go after the second camp? I don't understand. What's Yaakov doing? If you're Hitler, so Hitler's going to stop, and once he gets to Germany, he's not going to go to Poland and Austria and Hungary and on his way to Eretz Israel and on his way to America? You know that he was on his way to Eretz Israel and America, yeah? You know that, yeah? It's like Pasha. So that's what, it's just going to stop? So Tzadikim say, I saw one of the Farshim say, I forgot who says it, he says, that Yaakov said, at the end of the day, if Esav goes down, at least Yaakov's going to go down with the first group, because he knows that at the end of Yaakov wasn't going to go to the second group, he was going to stay with the first group. And he knew with Baruch HaKodesh that at the end of the day, he knew Baruch HaKodesh that he was going to die in the same day that Esav would die, and that Esav would be too winded, and the second group would be able to get away. That's a nice idea. It's beautiful. But the Majid just says something very, very beautiful. It doesn't really connect it to strategy. It connects it really more to practically beat one's Yitzhahara. We all know that we have a Yitzhar Tov Yitzhahara. We have a little guy over here, a little guy over here in our heads. Do good, do bad. What happens? Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. Right? Yetzer is Yavan, that's Choshech, that's the darkness in our life. And we're all accustomed to falling. The first time my Rebbe said this Torah, I felt like he was pouring fire on my soul. In a good way. Not like in like a scary way. I remember it was Shabbos. It was Friday night Shabbos. If you see really, really on the bottom, I have it like something like it says Nishma Api Rav Chai Moshe Weinberger Shlita my Rebbe Moshe Weinberger Parshas Vayishev Tashin Ayin Dalad. It's almost six years ago. And he said this Torah in Yeshiva University. You've heard of Yeshiva University? I went to YU. No, you never heard of it. So he said this before he became Mashpia, before he became the Mashpia of the Yeshiva. He said this Torah, and I never forgot it because it's how I live my life. He says you get hit in a battle. You get bruised, literally. You have two choices to get bruised. You could either feel bad for yourself and feel sad and get angry and get depressed, or you could learn from that when the rest not looking. No, just kidding. You could learn from your mistakes, you could learn from your challenges and not get depressed, not get sad, and be strong. So this is exactly in the pasuk what it's telling us. He says, "Im yavo Esav al machane ha'achas." You lose to Esav. You lost. You messed up one thing in your life. You have an opportunity right now to go one way or to go the other way. To go the down, and we all know what down means: sad, depression, giving up. Or you could realize ha'machane ha'nishar l'flita. Look how much you have left. Look at the second group. Yaakov Avinu was not just telling us a strategic move and how to beat Hitler. He's telling us how to live our lives. The Torah is telling us how to live our lives in 2019. When the Yitzhahara and this thing A person can access all the entire world, for good or for bad. I had to say the mashal. We have to look at the mashal inside, because it's so beautiful. Look at the bottom line. He quotes his grandfather, Rabbi Cheskel of Kozhmir, top line. Shazek Klal says this is a main rule in Judaism. In Yiddishkeit, 2019, even more so. Shelo yis'akish odim lidog ulis'atzev al mikshol echer chalila. If a person messes up, and he does something he shouldn't have done, and he feels bad, he says, chas v'shalom, to get sad, chas v'shalom, to get sad or depressed. Ki zeh ha'atzev si eitzis ha'yetzer la'apil l'akshel yosef chas v'shalom. What happens when a person gets depressed? You're just going to sin more and more and more. You're just going to go into that domino effect. Raka ikr li hizar mikano labash shelo yikaka ol chalila. To make sure, to make up your mind that I'm not going to do this again. I'm going to make sure that this isn't going to happen again. V'yosef, v'torah, v'tfilah, v'tshuvah, v'simcha, v'chiyus, v'mimela, yutuka mashover. He says at the end of the day, if you stop and you say, okay, I messed up tonight. I messed up today. Whatever happened, happened. I'm sorry, your injury is not, it's not going to go well with the mashal. But you see what I'm saying. You will lose the battle. But as soon as you get sad, you're going to lose the war too. If you lose the battle, you mess up, you're going to throw it all in. Going to throw in the towel for the whole thing. He says, listen to this mashal. Such a beautiful mashal. Hula mashal. Let's make it a little more relevant, right? Let's say you're an owner of an iPhone store, yeah? The chevra ganavim or arubim machutz. You see, you're the only one in the store, and you have these ganavim outside, these robbers. And you see that they're planning something. If you're the robbers, what do you want to do? They send in one guy, and they tell this one guy, take like three iPhones. So what's he going to do? The owner is now going to leave the shop. He's going to leave the shop. And the rest of the chevra now could go back in and take out, clean them out. The 12s and 11s and whatever they're up to. I don't know, what are they up to now? 11, 16s. What's this? Is this an 8? When I got an 8+, it was like a big deal. Ooh, Rebbe got an 8+. I wanted to get a 6. They didn't have 6s left. I wanted an 8+. I wanted a 6, not an 8+. No, 8+ now it's like, oh, Rebbe has an 8+. He wants you to chase after him. But what does the Rebbe say? He wants to take, clear him out. He wants to clear you out. What do you have to do if you're smart? If you're intelligent, you understand their moves. You understand the Yitzhahara's move. Omer Belibo, you say in your heart, you're not going to run after him. What does running after him mean? You're not going to get sad and depressed. Because what does that mean when by chasing him? If you're chasing him, you're just continuing the domino effect. You're causing the sin to go again and again and again in circles. He says at the end of the day, when a Jew lives their life, in Esav he caught, right? Look back at the pasuk. Im yavo Esav amachna achas, right? Esav comes and he beats you. The Yitzhar wins. Sometimes we lose to the Yitzhar. By the way, this is not an excuse to mess up. Mirzov said I can mess up as long as I do tshuva. That's Christianity. We don't believe in that. This is post facto. After I messed up, we have two options: to get sad and depressed, or to realize that I have so much left in my tank. I have a menorah within me. I have a neshama within me. I have so much aura within me. As soon as we start getting depressed and angry and sad about ourselves, which is, by the way, the natural thing when someone messes up. I know, by me, Monday for me was a very hard day in school. One kid was just driving me nuts. The rest of the day was off. Like, mamish off. Okay, and the rest of the day was gone. It was gone. Finished. Because that was the spiral effect. I couldn't get my mindset out of it. Tuesday Baruch Hashem was better, but I couldn't. It's sometimes so hard. But sometimes in our own Avodah Hashem, you have to realize it's not about winning the battles. It's about winning the war. We could lose a battle. You might get bruised. But you're going to be there for the playoffs, Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah? Well, now bring it back. This worked out well for the Torah today. Baruch Hashem. It's good that you came. I texted him before, by the way. I'm just kidding. Each and every one of us, in our own way, we have the avoda, we have the opportunity to listen to the yavan, to the choshech, to run after that guy from the iPhone store. He wants us to run after him, to chase him. What is chasing him? To get angry and sad and depressed about ourselves, or to understand? See how much we have left. Look how much we have left in the tank. You have so much aura. You have so much potential. Not to give up. I think that's the end. That's the end. That's what Yavon wants to do. Yavon is choshech. It's darkness. It's Esav. He wants us to forget who we are. Lahashkicham torasecha, we say in Alan. He makes us forget our Torah. Lahashkicham, the shorash is shachach, which is the same letters as choshech. Makes us want to be dark. Our Torah should be dark. Should we feel dark about yourselves? But our job is to understand we could always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could always come back. We're a son, we're a daughter. We have so much access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though, I'm not saying any chidushim tonight. I'm saying this is just like, these are like words of my, that I got from my Rebbe and I never forgot. Because it's something that I always needed to hear. Especially with people who mess up certain types of things. It's, whatever it is, this is like the main message. You can't give up on yourself. You have to realize how much you have left. People who are chasrim are addicts and different things. This is like the main avoda. Stop feeling down about yourself. Just increase light in your life. Someone once came to the Kotzker and asked him, how do you beat the Yitzhahara? So he said he wants his chasidim to be so busy with the Yitzhar Tov, the Yitzhahara doesn't even have a second to breathe. You should be so busy with learning and davening, looking for new opportunities, you don't even have time to breathe for the Yitzhahara. Not saying that you shouldn't have a good time to relax and chill and sports and Netflix, whatever. But to understand, if you're so involved in not thinking about elephants, you're going to think about elephants. That's what it is. Yeah. Whatever you're thinking about right now, you're thinking about an elephant. Pink elephant, actually. That's what I'm thinking about. Our job is to realize if you lose the battle, you can still, you're still in the war. And the losing the battle, by the way, it happens. You can't lose the war. To realize how much we have left. So to end off with a maisa, that later in the week, it's the grandson of Baal Shem Tov's yahrzeit, the Baruch of Mezhbish. Baruch, listen to the story, it's a wild story. Baruch of Mezhbish, his grandson, was once playing hide and seek. You know, you guys still playing hide and seek a little bit, yeah?
Here and there.
Here and there. I used to go, it was mamish, a very scary game, Taga. When you get caught, it's like, oh. So his grandson, even back in Europe, they were playing hide and seek. And what happened was, his grandson, Rav Baruch HaMedrash was the grandson of Baal Shem Tov. His grandson comes over to Zaini and goes, Zaini, I'm playing hide and seek. And he's crying. He said, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because I had the best hiding spot. But my friends stopped looking for me after they couldn't find me for 10 minutes. You know those people like, they ruin a game because they couldn't find you, but if it was them, like, that was them. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm not talking about anyone else. But you know what I'm talking about. He said, all I wanted my friends to continue looking for me. But they stopped. And he's crying his eyes out. And next thing you know, his grandfather's crying now too. Rav Baruch HaMedrash is also crying. He says, Zaidi, why are you crying? You weren't playing in the game. So he says, you know why I'm crying? I'm crying because how much the Ribbono Shel Olam, probably how Kadosh Baruch Hu feels. And sometimes in our lives, where sometimes he could be a little bit hiding, or he could be a little choshechtik, and we stopped searching for him, and we stopped looking for him. We stopped looking for him. Next thing you know, we went to go back hide and seek. I don't know what he did. But every single one of us have that avoda. Do we continue to play hide and seek when it's hard? We still search? We get angry and sad or depressed? We continue forward. That's the main message of hide and seek, Taka. The main message of tonight's Torah from Vayishlach, and bring it back to Chanukah, which we zochu b'ez Hashem, to realize that even if we lose the battle, we can win the war. Now we can. We will win the war. Because Am Yisrael Chai, the Jewish Hashem will live forever. Shmizoch Bez Hashem to never ever forget this holy Torah from Yechezkel Kushmi from the Majitzer. And you should daven for us and all Klai Yisrael Bez Hashem to have good things in our lives and only good happenings Bez Hashem. Then the first Shlem will carve Mamash. La 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 Fine, Shkoyev.